Hey, guys. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good. Appreciate the time. Just kind of take us through. I mean, obviously, you play these guys twice a year. What do you think of the matchup whenever it's time to play the Panthers?
Always tough. Always tough. One of the best defenses that we go against throughout the year. And certainly, you know, the last, really, since I've been here, the games have come down to the wire for the most part. On both sides, when we've been on top and when Carolina's been on top. And so we know going into it, it's going to be a tough matchup, physical game, 60-minute football game, and we've got to prepare ourselves for that.
Is it reasonable to say that there's even a little more added intensity when it is a Division V?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think those games always count just a little bit extra. Because there's so much movement within the division when you play each other. And we know that going into it. They know it coming into it. And we, you know, we're preparing ourselves for a 60-minute football game against really physical defense.
Matt, at 2-5, you know, some might say the season's, you know, starting to slip away. How do you approach this game? Do you guys view it as a must-win? What do you kind of view this game as you're going in?
Yeah, you know, I think we have to have that mindset every week that we've got to find a way to get a win. And you know, we have had that mindset this year. We just haven't played very well, and that's something that, you know, we've got to do a better job of. When we have the opportunities to make play, we've got to make plays, and we can't make the mistakes that we've been making. But you know, I think at this point, and really every week, you have to view it as you got to go out there and you got to get a win.
Matt, I know you don't study opposing quarterbacks like you do defenses, but Cam Newton the last three games, his quarterback rating, efficiency, it all been kind of through the roof. Have you noticed that, or have you paid the attention to that, and what do you think of the differences in him?
You know what, I've seen a little bit of the Thursday night game where they played Tampa, just the offensive side of that, just watching it on TV. I thought he played really well. We know, I mean, every time we've played against him, Cam's played really, really well. And, you know, can make plays with his legs, can certainly make plays throwing the ball. I think his experience is really helping him, and he's starting to come into his own, playing really, really good football. And when he does that, you know, he's really dynamic and really tough to go against.
Hey, Matt, last year when you guys beat these guys in Atlanta, and of course the cameras caught you saying something afterwards, and it seemed to motivate these guys the second time around. Any regrets about that, or is it just kind of you were caught up in the moment of protecting your own home turf down there?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's an emotional game on both sides, and you know, sometimes you're fired up out there, and things come out, but they certainly got after us the second time, you know, and we went up there and they took care of us pretty good. So you know, it's one of those things. You know, when you're playing a team in the division, it's emotional. You're into it. I have a lot of respect for their team. There's no question about that. And certainly a lot of respect for their defense and what they're capable of doing. So that's pretty much it.
One of their defensive ends, Greg Hardy, kind of seemed to take special exception to it. Was he a guy who kind of, you know, you've have a little personal thing with, just in terms of like yapping during the game or anything like that?
You know what, I'm not a big talker during the games, in all honesty. But, you know, he's one of those guys, we have to know where he's at when we play against him, because what he can do, he can change games. You know, with his capability of rushing the passer and his physical play against the run, you know, he and Charles Johnson are two guys in that defensive front four that can change the games. And so, you know, I don't have anything personal, you know, with him, but I know he's a great player.
You mentioned Johnson. He's a guy who flies a little bit under the radar just because he's a little more quiet, not as outspoken as Hardy. What do you see from Johnson, and do you know him at all? Have you seen him, you know, any, you know, off-the-field type functions?
You know what? Just know him from playing against him, and he doesn't fly under our radar. Mm-hmm. You know, we play against him twice a year and have since I've been here, and I know that he's a game changer. And you know, we know that every time that we have to game plan to go against you know, Carolina, we have to account for those two guys, and certainly have to make adjustments to protect in the pass game, but also to figure out how we're going to run the ball against both of them, because, you know, I don't think either of them are one-trick guys. They do really well against the run, and they do really well against the pass, and that makes it all the more difficult to go against them.
Man, speaking of flying under the radar, I mean, all the attention seems to be on Cam, but can you talk about this Panther defense, third in the league, and seems to have improved vastly from the last couple seasons?
Yeah, I think I saw something where they're you know, third overall and two in points allowed and three in yards allowed. And so, you know, their statistics are through the roof. And, you know, I think they're playing really confident football. They're playing really physical right now. Front four is doing a great job. They rotate different guys in to keep their guys fresh. The linebackers, Thomas Davis and Luke, are two of the best linebackers that we go against all year. There's no doubt about it. You know, Thomas is playing really, really well, flying around out there. And Luke, you know, I think he continues to improve as a second-year guy. He's getting better. And that's saying a lot because he had such a really, you know, such an unbelievable season his first year. So, you know, they might be flying under the radar nationally, but, you know, we know it's a really, really good defense.
Well, he played at a pretty good college, right?
He played at the best.
Hey, Matt, this might go without saying, but, I mean, you heard the Giants and Tom Coughlin this week talking about not being out of it. I mean, you guys have a history of getting to the postseason. What chances do you give yourself of pulling out of this thing and getting back?
Yeah, I mean, we still have a bunch of ball to play. And, you know, when you still have, I think, 9 games on your schedule, there's still a chance, and we got to fight and claw and dig our way back into it. It's going to be tough. There's no doubt about that. But you know, it all starts with the first one, and you know, we've got to do everything we can to get that first win, that win this week to get us, you know, back rolling. And I think that's where our focus is at, and I think we have a good mindset as a team.
Matt, you made some changes on your offensive line. Lamar Holmes is a kid from around here. He had been starting. He will not be starting. How does that affect his confidence? And how's he been doing this year in the group?
Well, I think he's been playing well. You know, and until we get to Sunday, we'll figure out who's going to be in, who's going to be out. But he stepped in as a second-year guy, first-year guy out there on the field. He's gotten better every week. And that's, you know, that's all you can ask from those guys, is that they continue to improve. And I think he's got a bright future. I really do. I think he's a talented guy and a guy that can be a good player for us for a long time.
All right, Matt.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you, Matt.
Take care.